able to wade in these rivers. We're going to be able to swim in these rivers. We're going to be able to do whatever we want. Can you imagine, Achi, you holding your wife's hand, drinking water, drinking milk, drinking honey, a river of honey, splashing honey on your beloved wife, you sisters splashing water on your beloved husband, playing in the rivers, then going back up into your lofty mansions, looking at the gold and the silver, the pearls, the rubies, flicking pebbles at each other, made out of those beautiful materials. Never, ever, ever growing old, every day getting younger and more beautiful. Can you imagine this? And when they asked the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, in a hadith transmitted by al-Tabarani, in his Al-Kabir, and this has always been difficult for me when I mention this hadith, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Arabic speaking or the Arabic understanding brothers can help me with this. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anata'u fil jannah? Is there sexual intercourse in paradise? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Na'am. Duf'atun ba'da duf'a. I've always had a problem explaining this. The only way I can explain it, and there's no shyness in this being, is it means explosive, dynamic, exhilarating, stupendous, magnificent, out of this world, orgasm after orgasm. And then Rasulullah said in the same hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa huwa sadiqu wal masduq, he is the truthful and he must be believed as the truthful. When you go to your wife, every time you go to her, she'll be a virgin. Every time. Every single time you go back to her, have sex with her, she'll be a virgin. You go back again, she'll be a virgin. You go back again to eternity. Eternity. Every day, and if you want this, you can have it. You think about a cooked animal, a bird, you just think about it, and the bird comes to you already cooked, flying to you. You eat it, and it goes away, and you're full. Can you imagine this, brothers and sisters? So why is it that we disobey Allah? Why is it that we don't do what we're supposed to do? All of these things that we're going to get, why do we keep doing what we're doing? Do we really believe in these ayats of the Quran? Do we really believe that Allah is telling the truth? Sadaq Allah. Sadaq Allah. Allah speaks the truth. We ask you, O Allah, to make us of those who receive your bounty by way of your mercy and then by our deeds. Ameen. So we go on. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, Wa'dallah. This is the promise of Allah. And Allah puts more emphasis on this statement. Wa'dallah. The promise of Allah. La yukhlifullahu al-mi'ad. Allah does not break his promise. And we know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that we're human beings. خُلِقْنَا ضَعِيفًا. We're created weak. I promise you that I'm going to be faithful to you. I promise you that I'll never leave you. I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise. Then we break our promises. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ الْمِعَادِ. When Allah promises you, He never ever breaks His promise. If He says He's going to give you these things, He's going to give it to you, brothers and sisters. All you have to do is do what you're told. Do what you're commanded and stay away from what is prohibited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you exactly what He promised. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, moving on to the 21st and last verse, and we'll end it here inshaAllah. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Have you not seen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down the water from the skies, that He sends down from as-sama', the ma'? Have you not seen this?
As Allah Ta'ala says in another ayah, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّا عَلَى ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ.
And we sent down from the sky water rain in due measure. And we gave it lodging in the earth, and verily we are able to take it away. Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us, brothers and sisters, that He sends down our sustenance. That which we receive from the rain is our sustenance. The corn, the lentils, the cucumbers, all of the things that we have seen and all of the things that probably some of us have not seen, Allah sends it down by way of the rain. He commissioned the angel Mikael, alayhi salatu wasalam, to take care of our sustenance for us. To take care of the things that we use to sustain ourselves physically. And those things give life to the body. And this is why the scholars of Islam, when looking deeply at those three major angels, Jibra'il, Mika'il, and Israfil, or, as mentioned in the Quran, Jibril, Mika'il, and Israfil, as mentioned in the Sunnah. Jibril, the scholars of Islam say, has something in common with Mika'il, or Mika'il. And the two of them have something in common with Israfil. What do they have in common? They have in common, among other things, Al-Haya, life. And what is that life? With Jibra'il, he gives life to the heart by the permission of Allah, because he is the one commissioned to bring the revelation to the prophets of Allah. So by bringing down the wahi on the hearts of the messengers and prophets, he is bringing life to the human being's heart. Mikael, as we mentioned, brings life for the body of the person and brings life to the earth, because he is the one commissioned to take care of the rain, and when the rain hits the earth, it makes it sprout forth, giving all types of vegetation. And as for Israfil, Israfil's duty is also connected with life, because when he blows that sur, when he blows that horn, everything in the grave will come to life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that He sends down the rain, and He's asking us in a rhetorical sense, have you not seen that it is Allah, not Master Farad Muhammad, not Atnaku, not Jesus, not Jehovah, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that sends the water from the heavens for our sustenance. فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيعَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And it makes its way into the earth and makes springs. And brothers and sisters in Islam, this is showing once again the ijaz of the Quran, the miraculous nature of the Quran. Because in centuries of old, nobody knew that these things called springs came from the sky. Aristotle used to think and believed that springs were fed by underground lakes. And Allah Ta'ala revealed 1,417 years ago that these springs come from the sky. That Allah sends down the water, it seeps into the earth and makes the springs, unlike Aristotle believed that they were fed by underground lakes. And this is a miracle, because no one knew this until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it. Although there was a Frenchman named Bernard Palissy who wrote a book called The Wonderful Discourse on the Nature of Waters and Foundations, both natural and artificial, who gave the correct meaning in the 16th century that springs are nurtured by water from the sky, where Allah Jalla Jalaluhu had already mentioned it on the tongue of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ. Afterwards thereby produces crops of different colors. And this is similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ in Surah Al-Rum.
And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the differences of your languages and your colors. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفَ أَلْوَانُهَا. This is Surah Al-Fatir. See you not that Allah sends down water from the sky and we produce therewith fruits of varying colors and shades? Brothers and sisters in Islam, I remember when I was overseas in Al-Madinah, in the Islamic University, and one of our friends, one of our brothers, my brothers and colleagues in Islam, Hafizahullah named Idris, came from a place called the Seychelles Islands. It's not that far from Madagascar. And he was explaining to us, as we were in our halal boasting, how many different types of fruit and vegetables we had in America. He went on to tell us that there were fruits that he had in his country that we had never seen before. That there were juices that came from his country that we had never even heard of. And that if you come there, he said, Dawood, you will think you were in Jannah. Jannah on earth. And I'm sure you brothers from Trinidad, you brothers from St. Croix, you brothers from Guyana, you brothers from the Caribbean in general, can testify to this. Fruit, plants that we've never even seen in America or maybe never even heard of. This all comes from Allah, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari', Al-Musawwir, the creator, the fashioner, and the originator. And then Allah, Tabaraka Ta'ala, in conjunction to this ayah, Allah, Tabaraka Ta'ala, says, إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وأزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها آتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تعلن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون. Verily the lightness of this worldly life is as the rain which we send down from the sky, so by it arises the intermingling produce of the earth of which men and cattle eat. Until when the earth is clad with its adornments and it is beautified, and as people think that they have all the powers of disposal over it, our command reaches it by night or by day, and we make it like a clean mown harvest, as if it had not flourished yesterday. Thus do we explain our ayat in detail for the people who reflect. This, brothers and sisters, is in conjunction to the ayah 21 in conclusion. يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ حُطَامًا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرًا لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Have you not seen how the earth becomes dry and yellow, and then we make it حُطَامًا? Surely in that is a reminder for those who have deep understanding. So with that, brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, for this first fundraiser of Masjid al-Muslimin, this is what we wanted to present, to just make our hearts soft, to make our hearts pliable, to make us reflect on these verses of Quran, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beneficent and merciful to us, and why He is ready to give us whatever we want, and to remind us of our duty, because as zikr al-tanfa'u al-mu'mineen, a reminder benefits the believer. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin, وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Anything that I said that is correct is from Allah تبارك وتعالى، and anything that I said that is incorrect is from myself and or as Shaytan. And the end of our dawah is in الحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.